Thank you very much, Chris. I'm here with Coach Gullickson. And, well, Coach, how does it feel being section champions and punching your ticket to state?
You know, it feels good. You know, I've been doing this for about 12 years now. And, you know, we've had a lot of teams that we felt, well, we got a chance. You know, we got a chance. And, you know, it's never happened. And now, you know, it happened this year, and it's just it feels good. You know, the kids did such a great job, did these last two games especially, just doing what they're supposed to do, executing the game plan, and it's really rewarding when that happens. And you know, now as we go forward, we could always look back, and you know, it's been 20 some years since we've been to state, so now the stories become more recent, and the young kids can they know who we're talking about when we talk about past players, or you know, who did what, and you know what happens when you put in the work. So
how much does it mean to you, the team, and really the community as a whole to be back at state?
You know what, it's I think everybody is just proud of these kids and what they've done here, what they've, you know, the work they've put in, and for them to come out and perform, I think everybody is just so proud of them and just really enjoyed the whole thing. So, yeah.
What was the message pregame leading into this?
Be a champion. That was basically it. So, yep.
Pretty simple, but very effective. As you guys got off to such a great start, how were you able to do that?
You know, I think the third game here now, that you know, settles the nerves a little bit. You know, getting to where we're supposed to go, you know, being the number one seed, we're at this game now, and we don't have to worry about, you know, failing or coming up short. I think the pressure comes off you when you make it as far as you're supposed to, you know.
And you guys played so spectacular throughout the game. How were you able to handle the speed of Red Lake? You really controlled the pace of this game.
You know, the plan was to get in front of Kingbird and Brown. Yes, get in front of them. Don't let, you know, pick them up at half court, and don't let them get open looks. Don't let them get lined up for shots. You know, make them be off balance and make them have to think about dribbling instead of just lining up to shoot. So,
well, I'm going to go let you cut down the nets here, and congratulations again.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Chris, back to you.